Welcome to the Perimenopausal Mamas Podcast for hormonal mamas who want to reclaim their own natural state of health to thrive and raise healthy kids. I'm Dr. Lisa Weeks, naturopathic doctor in Toronto, Canada. I'm a perimenopausal mama to my toddler named Stuart.
And I'm Dr. Toni Reed. I'm a naturopathic doctor, birth doula, and hypnobirthing educator in Calgary, Alberta. And I'm a perimenopausal mama to my little girl, Frankie. The information in this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to substitute professional medical advice. Always consult with your licensed healthcare provider. Welcome everyone back to the Perimenopausal Mamas Podcast. Today I am so excited to have a guest to share with us the wonderful effects and benefits that you can have from using essential oils in your life. I don't know about you, but I think a lot of people out there are starting to use essential oils even more to support their health and to really, take control of their health. So, and then you may have a lot of questions about essential oils. You know, what should I be doing with them? What can I do with them? How can I use essential oils in a really kind of safe, effective way for my family, for supporting my immune system, for stress. So this is where I'm so happy to have a wonderful colleague of mine, Barbara Brempel. Barbara, you have a long history of supporting people with their health. And so I'll just let you guys know that, you know, Barbara left her 18-year career in IT to follow her passion of all things natural. So that led her to attain her certification as a holistic nutrition professional in 2005. So now, as she worked with people on a health retreat, she really saw that there was notable evidence for improving people's health in a matter of a few days with a simple detoxification protocol based on nutrition. So from there, she started working with clients. That's where I met her. We worked together at a clinic when we were starting our individual practices, me as a naturopathic doctor, Barbara as a nutrition health, nutritional professional. And she co-authored from there a book called Cleansing with Food to really help her clients when they asked her the question, what do you eat? And then from there started using essential oils with her recommendations. And she really found that was really providing an easy way for her to empower people to be in control of their own healthy lifestyles and provide a ditch and switch education. I love that, Barbara. So now she is a holistic educator, especially in essential oils with the company doTERRA, and has a team of at least 4,000 people behind her. Amazing, Barbara. I'm so glad to have you here. Welcome to the Perimenopausal Mamas Podcast. And let's talk about essential oils.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Toni, for inviting me here. It was just my pleasure for you to ask. And I have loved every moment of our friendship and colleagueship because you have also shown me some of the best ways to improve my own natural approaches, and we rely on each other, and I'm just so pleased that we have developed a wonderful friendship through being colleagues. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, my pleasure.
And you know, Toni, I love to hear when people say that they're using essential oils, because that says to me that they are looking for ways to improve their health naturally. Mm-hmm. Now, the one thing to understand, though, is that essential oils are everywhere, and you can see them for sale online, you can see them in social media, Amazon, even on the grocery store shelf. But then you have to ask yourself, are these oils actually ethically and sustainably sourced? Are they pure? Are they free of adulterations? And with the increased popularity of essential oils, there are a lot of big and small companies that are jumping into the market because they can see the money that they can make. But then their oils and their methods are kind of in the dark. Where are their oils coming from? And some of these companies will even intentionally take advantage of growers and distillers, and they'll cut corners and they'll pad their profits, that kind of thing. And then they'll even advertise their products as being 100% pure because there is no regulation in this industry. So, you know, a lot of companies really have no visibility on how they're producing their oils, you know, how they're being done. And experts who are in the like in third party testing of oils will tell you that about 2/3 of essential oils on the market are actually adulterated.
Oh,
and adulterated means more than just contaminated, because adulterated means that something's being done on purpose. And that's where there is an action of lowering the quality of a substance, either by adding something into it or substituting. And one of my favorite ways of explaining this to people is lavender. Most people are familiar with lavender essential oil, and I know you're going to have a wonderful story or two about that yourself. But what I realized was, when I was in the kitchen and I burnt myself doing something, I remembered right away that lavender is an amazing oil to put on right away. And so I was able to put that on right away, and my skin didn't even blister up. It the next day, you could hardly even tell that I'd touched something really hot. Now, what I found out after that is, if a person has an oil that says 100% lavender, but it's actually a different plant called lavandin, that lavandin does not have the same property and could actually exacerbate the skin that had been heated too much. So it's very important to find oils that are sourced properly.
Absolutely. You know, I think that's so key, especially as you said, you know, with an unregulated industry like essential oils are, that can be really tricky for people because, I mean, with, like we were saying before we started recording, like, every product that you use, especially, you know, a natural health supplement, something that you're looking to get benefit from, it is really important to that it's buyer beware out there. There, even when in regulated, you know, industries like looking at nutritional supplements and that kind of thing, again, there can still be issues with, is what's in the bottle actually, or what's on the label actually in the bottle? Are you going to actually get a benefit from this, especially when people are spending their hard-earned money on something that they're looking to really get an effect from?
Yes.
So absolutely, and that can be so tricky when it comes to essential oils. And I think that's why, again, really looking at you know, a company of essential oils that uses something like third-party testing, where you can really be confident in the product, is really important to me. It's
yes.
As much as I also, you know, it'd be also wonderful to support local companies and that kind of thing. It's also about really looking at the quality of a product too, and making sure that you're getting the most out of it.
Yes. Well, what I'd like to assure people of is that when you make certain purchases, can you do it in a way that you know is lifting people up along the whole process of the supply chain? Mm-hmm. And that is really one of the main reasons that I love the brand that I've chosen, which is doTERRA. And I've worked with several different brands of essential oils, but over the last 9 years, I have been so loyal to doTERRA because I've found that they do things in a most sustainable and ethical method. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, when they source their oils, they do it through what they now call their co-impact sourcing, which is where they work directly with the growers. They assist those growers to understand the best growing practices. And they also support those growers that there's no in-between people. So the growers are now earning 3 to 10 times what they were earning before. Mm-hmm. And that way they can make a sustainable living and help their families to be well supported. The communities are well supported. And doTERRA also ends up with a sustainable method of attaining the essential oils. And we, when we're buying the oils, can know that we are really helping people, real people on the other end, that they are doing what they love. They are bringing the best product to market. And in between there, doTERRA tests every batch, not just once a year, not just one farmer at a time, but every batch that's produced. And the testing is so incredible. There's third-party testing, plus doTERRA does the testing. And it's done in a very secure and specific way that's called certified pure tested grade.
Awesome. So now, you know, looking at the quality is really important. But I mean, where would you say that someone even starts with essential oils? Because I mean, and I can share kind of, I think my first experience with essential oils was after, while I was in naturopathic school. You know, in naturopathic medical school, we had very limited education on essential oils. I do remember specifically in my botanical medicine class learning about lemon and rosemary, because there was research even way back then on the benefits of rosemary for memory in, you know, just using it aromatically. Smelling rosemary can really help to support your memory. So that was really important to me as I was getting through my licensing exams. And I also remember again, we learned about lemon, because lemon essential oil, there was some research that was showing that it boosted levels of dopamine in the brain. And of course, dopamine being really important for energy, motivation, mood. So, you know, definitely one of my first experiences was using memory to get through my licensing exams. I also, again, brought out the rosemary again when we had in Alberta for naturopathic doctors, you know, a major pharmacy exam that we needed to do, which was, you know, a major undertaking. So I was definitely using the rosemary there. I think I even threw in a little bit of frankincense to help to support.
Oh, for sure.
Well.
That supports the brain.
So now, you know, and since then, I've just been, again, gradually using more essential oils, not only in my life, but even, again, talking about essential oils with my patients. Where do you tend to, again, have people start with, again, when they're looking at what do I do with essential oils, you know, and they're really looking to gain more information and a place to kind of begin?
Well, I traditionally was holding classes because, of course, the experience of the oils, smelling them, feeling them, it makes such a difference. And I'll tell you, the main experience I would have in my classes would be that people would be sitting around the table, we'd be passing the oils, and about 20 minutes into the class, I could tell the mood had changed. Number one, smelling oils, starting to use the oils, people feel it emotionally. It affects them. They feel better, lighter, uplifted. So definitely for affecting mood, and they would just feel the difference and smell the difference. So we can't do that right now we can't do it yet, smell-o-matic or whatever.
We don't have that technology yet to add to the podcast. We're looking
That's
into
right.
it, people.
Yeah. But I do have people one-on-one is usually how I've been giving that experience. I love to give samples to people. And if people are not willing or able to come to see me, I will send samples and talk to people over Zoom or over the phone. Great. And that way they can have an experience. And from there, they generally are quite convinced. And, you know, I have really three cool things I like to tell people about the oils. And number one is they are safe. And they are natural, they're safe, there are benefits without having side effects. The essential oils are coming from different plant parts, either from the seeds or the flowers. And so they are really, you know, when they're ethically and sustainably sourced, like we were talking about, and they're processed in the proper way, that's where these oils will be pure, they'll be natural, and they'll be safe. So plant extracts can have health benefits without having side effects that we see often with, you know, single extracted other items that are used in the medical modern methods, shall we say. And when there's nothing added or taken away, then you have the complete complex plant. And they can be safe at any age. Of course, there'll be dilution depending on the body size and weight. So babies, you're going to be diluting. Sensitive skin, you dilute. And you want to make sure you have a very good quality. And the second thing is that they are actually more effective than a lot of solutions that people are using currently. And the reason is because essential oils, even though this oil is in the name, it's not like an olive oil or a coconut oil. Essential oils are oil soluble, lipid soluble, and that means that they can penetrate through the cell walls, which are made of lipids, fats. And that way, essential oils are effective outside and inside cells. And because essential oils have this complicated structure, then threats in the body cannot build up a resistance to essential oils. And this is what a lot of people are concerned about. If they're taking too many of the modern solutions, that they start to build up a resistance, but that won't happen with essential oils. And essential oils address the root causes. So many times people are taking things to take care of a symptom, but essential oils, when we start using them and use them on a daily basis, we'll find they take care of a root cause. And then the third thing is that they're actually more affordable. So they're super concentrated. For example, peppermint, one drop of peppermint has the benefits of up to 28 cups of peppermint tea. So there you are. It's very effective. You can have one little bottle that you can take with you. And so this is one of these, shall we say, prepper items that I'm really suggesting to people. They can have a few bottles of very specific oils and take care of a lot of things like clove. I would not be without my clove oil for dental reasons. And I would not be without lavender because it's a Swiss Army knife of essential oils. Frankincense is amazing for everything to do with the brain. A new one that we've been carrying recently is copaiba or copaiba, which is, it acts as on the endocannabinoid system of the body without any of the THC stuff because it's not a cannabis plant. So, you know, we have lots of options for people.
That's so exciting. And especially when you're, especially getting back to the piece of being really, you know, safe. And is this where if someone is having concerns about safety or how to use an essential oil, to is the best way to really just start with using it aromatically, just smelling it, putting it in a diffuser or a vaporizer or something like that, or because there are, I think I've definitely heard of some cases where using an oil topically will increase sensitivity or skin sensitivity. Is that just, again, something that each person has to really pay attention to, what really fits with them?
Absolutely true, Dr. Tony. There are the three ways that are most common for using essential oils, and that would be the aromatically that you talk about. That can be simply opening up a bottle and smelling it out of the bottle, or it could be applying it to your hand and rubbing your hands together and breathing it in, or you can be using diffusers, and there are many, many types of diffusers. I have one going there too. But topical is a really excellent way to target certain areas, and you're very good in advising people that certain oils have different sensitivities for skin and different, everybody's unique, so they'll react differently. But some oils are, how would you put this? They're classified three ways that you can use them neat because they're very mild. You could use them diluted depending on if you have a sensitive skin or not. And then there are certain oils that are hot that you would definitely dilute them. So things like cinnamon and oregano, those are known to be very hot oils. And to make things simple for, and I'll just say the third way to use the oils would be internally. And that sometimes puts a flag up for a lot of people because they think, oh my gosh, I don't think that's a safe way. And yet if you think about it, peppermint, for example. How many times do you crush up a peppermint plant and put it into a beverage, or you take the rind from a lemon or a lime and add that to a dessert or something? So we know that these plants are safe to take internally. And when the processing is done properly, then yes, they are actually very safe for internal use. And that's, again, where we want something that is certified, pure, tested grade. And then guess what? Have a book. I have lots of references which help people understand how to use the oils safely. And I have dosage charts, and definitely with different ages. In fact, I'm putting together a presentation right now for use of essential oils through the ages.
So
pregnancy through baby, children, adults, and even menopausal and elderly. So I'm just making that presentation right now.
Oh, that's perfect. And actually, and even, you know, that just reminded me as well. I think it's great timing that we're talking right now, because also one of my favorite podcasts that I really pay attention to when it comes to supporting women in fertility, pregnancy, postpartum is evidence-based birth. And actually, they just had a podcast and presented a new research review on research for using essential oils in pregnancy, labor, and postpartum. So it's really great to see again that there is the scientific evidence, the foundation where we can really look at how, oils have been tested, the evidence that there is to really support what we know when we're using the oils with not only ourselves but also clients and patients, that that we'll see a definite impact, and that it is, safe for, a pregnant woman to be, smelling lavender oil, and how that actually does, really support their immune function and also reduce stress. I think a really fantastic study that they talked about in evidence-based birth was when they took women who were pregnant, actually had them smell, had an aromatherapy massage. So a benefit of some massage and touch, but with lavender, and they actually measured their salivary cortisol levels. And after, women who were in this group where they got an aromatherapy massage had significantly lower salivary cortisol levels, which, and of course, cortisol being our stress hormone, so they had a reduction in their stress. And they all, in order to also see how their immune system reacted, they measured their levels of immunoglobulin A, and that salivary IgA level is a really important marker of your overall immune health too. So that increased with doing that. So it really is amazing to see that we're seeing with the science and the research that it is supporting what we know about essential oils, that they are safe and effective, having pregnant women have that lavender massage topically on their skin and have it also really impact their health and their physiology in ways that can be measured. Of course, it's also nice to say, oh yes, I'm feeling more relaxed, and have that kind of subjective measure too. But of course, those kind of numbers and that kind of data can really make a difference for some people too.
Absolutely. And that is a really wonderful foundation that I've appreciated about doTERRA, because they are very science-based. Mm-hmm. They work with doctors and hospitals, and they are doing some of the best, most advanced clinical research with their oils. Mm-hmm. And they really are leading the industry. In fact, Forbes magazine has proclaimed that doTERRA has created the essential oil industry to be a $1 billion industry. And what I love too is just a couple of weeks ago, doTERRA announced that their lavender essential oil has been shown to be pharmaceutical grade. And what that means is that between batches, like not only is it pure and potent and efficacious, but it's also that between batches, there is less than 2% difference in the active ingredients. And that means that it can be really counted on. And this is why a lot of doctors and hospitals will only use the doTERRA oils when they are doing different studies and when they want to incorporate them with their patients.
That is really interesting to note as well, because again, there's that piece of making sure a product is pure, but is a product actually standardized, and are you going to get the same effect from one bottle to the next, you know, that's year right. after year.
Yes.
And that's important when we're talking about plants and, you know, how, you know, different batches and different crops can be even, you know, slightly different too. So really making sure that that's the case as well is really key. That's really great to hear. I love that. Now, is there anything else that you like to cover in terms of using oils safely for people? Or I guess one of the pieces that I often like to pay attention to, especially, I mean, summer's over now, but when people are using oils topically and going out into the sun, they really have to be aware that some of those oils can increase, sun sensitivity.
Absolutely. I wish I could remember the exact word, but it's something like furcumin or something like this. It's one of the compounds that is in some essential oils, specifically in citrus essential oils. And that does make the skin more sensitive to UV radiation. So people sometimes will see alarming photos online of people who say essential oils aren't safe because look what this did to me. Well, we always caution people that if you are going to be exposed to sun or UV lighting, mm-hmm. that you would make sure to avoid application within 12 hours of any citrus oils. So for example, citrus is being used many times as an excellent skin cleanser. However, if you are going to use it that way, then use it at night. Use it so that you're not exposed to the sun within 12 hours. And there is one citrus oil, the green mandarin, which does not have those levels of the compound that causes the sensitivity. But in general, I'll just say, just avoid the citrus. Or put it where the sun don't shine. So you can take it internally. And in fact, lemon and any citrus in your water on a daily basis is highly, highly recommended if you want the best detox of your life, and very gentle, because what citrus will do when you introduce it in your water, in every glass of water, is that it just helps your cells to release anything that's petrochemical, release those xenoestrogens. And that alone can be something that will help all those perimenopausal, menopausal women so that their hormone cascades start to normalize.
And that's that D-limonene in the citrus, isn't
yes.
it? That helps that. It's interesting because also looking at even digestive function and our digestive motility, how things kind of move along our digestive tract, D-limonene is definitely becoming a popular supplement in terms of helping to support that. And then it's like, okay, well, you know where that D-limonene is. It's in those citrus essential oils that are sourced from, again, the rinds of lemon and other citrus fruits as well. So
yes.
Again, yeah, very interesting to know that we're going to get, you know, multiple benefits from something like the citrus. So,
Dr. Tony, I loved what you were saying to me. And I know you sent me the article. I didn't have a chance to read through the research that you sent to me, but I loved summarized it. And one of the main ways that I really help people feel the benefits of the essential oils is through a technique called the RomaTouch technique. Mm-hmm. This is something that was developed by Dr. Hill, the chief medical advisor for the doTERRA company. And it really helps people to release stress and to support a healthy inflammation process. And people feel very balanced when they go through that. So it's something that I offer to people is if they want to experience the oils, it is a very gentle application. It can be done simply on the hand, but normally it would be done along the spine and the soles of the feet. So that can be a very wonderful introduction for people, a beautiful experience for people.
Great. Now, tell me, because when it comes to using essential oils, and we can kind of talk about some more of our favorites and even where you know, people can kind of start with maybe the basics of what they need for their home and kind of their medicine cabinet, if we're looking for a natural medicine cabinet. Putting the oils along the spine, on the skin, or even the soles of the feet can be a really great place to use an oil topically. Can you talk a little bit more about that? I don't know if you have anything to share about what can make the soles of the feet a really great place to put oils topically.
Well, for sure. One of the main reasons is that the skin on the soles of the feet is a little bit thicker. And so therefore there'll be less skin sensitivity. Mm-hmm. But you know as well, with all of your acupuncture experience and reflexology experience, that the soles of the feet are really a source of many nerves. And so with the application of oils there, it benefits so many areas of the body. And what we've found with essential oils is that it's not just chemically that they affect the body, it's actually electrically as well. And so there is a lot of a neuronal response. And within 30 seconds, essential oils will be absorbed through the skin. And they say that within 2 minutes, they can be throughout the body. So it's not just that it's the blood circulation, but it is actually the effect along the nerves. And it just helps people to have a really swift response when they need it.
That is awesome to know. So now when we're talking about, you know, some favorite oils, where do you think it would be a good idea, especially if someone can't necessarily smell it? You know, what would you say could be a place to start when it comes to oils in order to support the health of themselves, their family? You know, especially when we're talking about some of the stress and immune support that so many moms out there could benefit from.
Well, stress, right away, I think of lavender. Lavender is so calming. It's a wonderful thing that calms the mind, but it also calms skin. It is just a wonderful thing. My best experience with lavender is when there was a crying baby in the family, and I asked the mom, is it okay if I would just put some lavender on the soles of her feet? And I had a lavender touch, which is already pre-diluted, so easy to use with children. I just rolled a little bit on the soles of her feet, and this baby had been crying for over an hour. And she cried a bit more, and then she went, like that let go that babies do, and she was quiet. Wow. It was amazing. Everybody in the room was very thankful.
I bet.
So lavender is one of the favorites. Like I said before, it is the Swiss Army knife of oils. If you're going to have only one, they say that's the one to have. But I also would have to say frankincense is an amazing one to have because it is so supportive of a healthy inflammatory response. It's amazing that it crosses the blood-brain barrier. And so it helps to carry oxygen into our cells. And the easy one that I can tell people about is peppermint, because people can imagine the effect of peppermint. It's very enlivening. It is not a stimulant, and yet it can just help that afternoon slump. It helps open up airways. It helps digestion because people associate peppermint tea with good digestion. And lemon is an easy one to talk about because people love that clean smell of lemon. And the taste of lemon, and it's invigorating, it's uplifting, especially when we come into our longer dark hours of winter. So lavender, lemon, peppermint, these are three very popular oils that right away, I have a little booklet that if people are interested, there's 101 uses for those three simple oils. But I also tell people, and I know you were going to ask me a question at the end about, is there something that I can tell people that I'd highly recommend?
Yeah, yeah.
What I would totally recommend is with a book and with a box of oils, and that can be anywhere from, you know, 1, 2, 3 oils or as many as you like. With a box of oils, you can take care of up to, let's say, 80% of your family's top health priorities. And of course, if they break their arm, sure, you can give some solace while you take them to the hospital. But, you know, really, there are so many things we can take care of at home so they do not develop into things that need further care.
I think that's so important. And of course, yeah, all of the moms out there are have their fingers crossed that they're not having any to deal with broken arms or legs or anything like that, especially right now. We don't want to be going to the hospital as much as possible right now. And yeah, absolutely. That lavender can be a really great one, especially even, yeah, combining with it with peppermint and lemon too. That's again, really kind of a fantastic place to start if people are looking for just, you know, one or two things. Now, thanks so much for sharing all of this information. I know that, again, we could probably talk for hours about essential oils. And we have before. Absolutely. Now, how can our listeners out there connect with you and even learn more about essential oils from you, Barbara?
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Tony, for asking that. I have a very good website and they can go there mainly with my name. So that would be, I'll spell it out, but it's BarbaraLynnRemple.com. And that would be spelled BarbaraLynn. Remple is RemPel.com. And with that, they will come to my healthyoilswithaz.com website. And I do have a newsletter on there that people can sign up for as well. I do have, if nobody knows about this, but Linktree is an amazing place where you can put a lot of information. And so I have a Linktree address, which is linktr.ee/BlRemple. So BlRemPel. And on there, they will have access to my phone number, how to call me, and all links for lots of different things.
Awesome. And we will put those links into our show notes as well.
Oh, so that thank you.
People,
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So that people can, again, just click and find it too. So we'll do that so that people, again, can get in touch with you. Your website is fantastic for giving,
you know,
a lot of great information on oils and even really helping people out there get connected with being able to purchase some really high quality essential oils as well. Now we're going to switch gears a little bit, Barbara. And again, I'm going to ask you if you have a mama must have that everyone out there should have that you think that every mom needs.
Well, references, because you know what? The women are the healers in their homes. We women have traditionally been the one who takes care of everybody else. And who has a husband or a spouse at home that they, when they are sick, they are miserable and you have to take care of them? Like, you know, we really are the ones. And a reference, a book, is one of the best things to have. And so one of the main ones I love, it's called Modern Essentials, but there are so many books out there and I'd be happy to help people choose a good book. And then of course, with a book like that, it's going to tell you how to use essential oils in just a multitude of ways for almost everything you can think of. So then you'll want to have a few oils as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Now I'm going to share my mama must have. And I think what happens sometimes is when we're, you know, talking and we think, oh, you know, there's this mama must have, there's that mama must have, especially for the fall and winter and for the kind of immune support. And when, especially not only when we can maybe get sick with you know, just a common cold virus. I know we're worried about other viruses out there, but again, colds are still going around. And definitely, you know, that's been happening in my household. One of the things that I find really helpful and effective is to have a blend that can really help to support your lungs functioning. So I know there's a number of different blends out there that have things like eucalyptus and peppermint. And one of my favorite products is actually a product from doTERRA that is the Breathe Blend Stick. And that ease to be able to just rub it on the skin already diluted. So that really has come in handy for myself, for Frankie at home. And can really help to move through a cold and congestion really easily. So having a blend like that to apply easily so that that can really, again, help to support sleep and reduce that kind of congestion in the nose and the chest, I find so helpful. So it's definitely one of my mama must-haves at home. And I definitely recommend it to all of the moms out there as well.
Absolutely. And terrible to say, I can never leave things at just one.
You're going to add another one on us, aren't you, Barbara?
No, I'm not going to add a must-have, but I will say that we have a whole set of new products that are going to be available as of October 1st. And one of the most popular ones is we now have vanilla Absolute available. And people don't understand this, but only 1%, and maybe not even 1% of vanilla flavoring out there is actually real. And the other product that everybody wants it as soon as I show it to them is something called our On Guard Chewables. And this is a product that doTERRA brought out to respond to the current threats that are out there, which has vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and beta glucans, which are amazing for supporting the immune system in the gut. So sorry, but I had to add them on.
Okay, that's fine. You can have another mama must have, Barbara. That's all right.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for sharing that. Thanks for again joining us. It's been wonderful.
Oh, such a pleasure. Thank you so much. And if anybody ever wants to know more, I'm very happy to talk with them.
So now it's my turn to share my super mom moment. Last weekend, you know, it was, things were feeling pretty heavy over here in Calgary with, our COVID numbers not being great. Just again, a lot of uncertainty and anxiety. So I made sure that we got out of town. Thankfully, Davin was completely on board. We headed to Lake Louise and took Frankie and hiked up to the Lake Agnes Tea House up there, which is not necessarily an easy hike, especially for a three-year-old. So to see her hike and have a great time and be able to do it all by herself all the way up was amazing. And it was just so fantastic to get out of the city and out into some beautiful nature and again, do that forest bathing, get in some really great exercise. What was also a bit of a super mom moment I was thinking was I was totally prepared. Now, the last time that I'd been to Lake Louise, we weren't prepared for a hike and it was raining and got soaked and wet. It was kind of an epic day. So I was super impressed with myself. I brought all these different layers, extra socks, rain gear, the whole nine yards of cash to spend up at the tea house. But you know, with the rain and actually snow that started while we were at the top. I had all these layers, but maybe could have put them actually on Frankie. Davin and I were fine because we were hiking down and we were warm, wet, but warm. She got a little bit more warm and cold. So it kind of turned into maybe a bit of a mama must mess up that I didn't throw everything on her while we were there. But thankfully, again, we got to the car, changed clothes, got under a blanket, got nice and warm and cozy, and she had a nap on the way home. So I guess not that big of a mess up, but definitely a learning experience, not just to bring all the layers, but actually to use the layers. So again, learning experience, right? So thanks so much for joining us, everyone. Again, I'm going to share with you that you can visit our website, perimenopausalmamas.com, for our show notes. You can also email us or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. We'd love for you to subscribe, leave us a review, and a five-star rating if you enjoy this episode. Please tell your perimenopausal mamas friends about us too, and stay safe and healthy. Bye-bye.